Thank you. Choir, everyone, Bob, thanks so much. For so the children come, and so they have been coming. Always in the same way they came, born of the seed of man and woman. No angels herald their beginnings, no prophets predict their future courses. No wise men see a star to show where to find the babe who will save humankind. Yet, each night a child is born is a holy night. Fathers and mothers sitting beside their children's cribs feel glory in the sight of new life beginning. Each night a child is born is a holy night. A time for singing, a time for wondering, a time for worship. The Reverend Sophia Foss wrote these words some 60, 70 years ago when she was creating religious education material for the Old American Unitarian Association, one of the parent organizations of our current UUA denomination. They've become sort of a part of our denominational scripture. Like the scripture of much more ancient times, such as the one Bob read for us, this one too evokes images of angels and shepherds, wise men and a babe. So I want to very briefly speak to these two pieces of scripture, modern and ancient, on this Christmas Eve night. Reverend Foss gave us a gift with this poetic piece of hers, with the recurring reminder that each night a child is born is a holy night. And that's a passage that is as challenging as it is soothing. Can it really truly be believed? When I see the wonderful children in our church school program, some of whom are singing for us tonight, or I see the children at our White Wing School playing outside my office window or waving to me as I sit at my desk as they walk down the hall, I have no trouble believing Sophia Foss's words. For there I see happy children, safe children, loved children. And then I think of the children I don't see that often, or when I do, it's in a newspaper or a magazine or a TV news program. Or they could be children who live only a few blocks from where we are here. I think of children born to mothers scarcely out of childhood themselves and who may not know the security of a stable home. I think of children born into settings where there's anger and hostility that can leave deep emotional scars at an early age. I think of children whose natural environment, if it can be so called, is one of violence or fear of one kind or another. I think of children who live in war-torn countries or places where there's famine and much disease. And when I'm in this frame of mind, Ms. Foss's words are more of a question than a statement. Each night a child is born is a holy night. Every child, every night. Well, I'm not out to turn this lovely setting and this very lovely night into a downer. I'm suggesting that in composing this poem, Sophia Foss gave those of us who hear it a challenge. Yes, the many unholy circumstances under which children are born and grow up can cause us to hear her words with a jaundiced ear. What we need and long for is the ability and the motivation to move beyond cynicism and resignation and keep on believing in the power and the vitality of life. We need to believe in the worthiness of our lives and be bearers of life in whatever way we can. This is where I believe the ancient story from the book of Luke, which is being read in locales all around this evening, and it intersects with Sophia Foss's poem. For in the legend that Bob read to us, that child born in the stable represents the presence of that which is most sacred and holy of all. As the ancient story or legend is told, this child is also born of God. That can mean any number of things, actually, and you may each have your own interpretations of that. What it says to me is that no life is trivial. No life is to be ignored or discounted. The image of a babe born into rather desperate circumstances, but who also happens to be the child of the Most High and the Most Holy, is an image that leaves us with a challenge, similar to the one set forth by Ms. Foss. It's a call to us to continue our efforts to make ours a more safe, secure, just, sane, reconciled, and peaceful world than the one we have at present. The legend and the image of the child in the manger is one that reminds us, whatever our religious persuasion or life stance may be, life matters. Life is precious. We must continue to say yes to it. These two scriptures, ancient and modern, are also about light. And they call upon us to be bearers of light. Throughout our lives, we seek the light of hope and joy and promise, even in our times of personal struggle and darkness. And we make our efforts to brighten up an often troubled world in whatever ways we can. So let these two pieces of scripture be a call to us to bring what little bit of light we can into whatever parts of the world we inhabit, because we are all children of humanity. I'm going to close these thoughts with some words by the Reverend Charles Gaines. I believe he wrote this for a Christmas Eve service at one of the churches he once pastored. As I look at a lighted candle, I think of all the people who lit up the world with their love. And I know in my heart I can light up the world with my love too. I think of all the people who have lit up my world. And I know in my heart I can light up their worlds with my love too. When the flame is passed to you, take it and let it brighten up the darkness of this house. Let the glow sparkle against our eyes and light up our faces. And know that by sharing our love, even in little ways, we touch each other with our light and our world becomes brighter. Light has been passed to us by many saints and prophets and teachers and lovers of humanity. Persons like the one whose birth we observe this evening. So take the light and pass it on, knowing that each one of us can touch someone by our love and inspire them with our light. Our ushers will come forward to help you light your candles. As we do, the choir is going to help lead us singing in Donat Nobis Pacem. When all the candles are lit, we will sing the first verse of Silent Night.